Blog Talk Radio.
Dallas, Texas, on Monday, March the 19th. You know, March the 19th is St. Joseph's Day. And in the Catholic tradition, this is a day we remember people named Joseph, or in Spanish, Jose. So if you are a Joseph or a Jose, this is your day to have like a little extra birthday, if you will. I had an uncle, Jose, who was my father's younger brother. He passed away in 2008. But this is the day that we remember Joseph. And we remember Jose. So I hope all of you who that applies to are having a wonderful day. I want to put in a very quick word here for my friend Amarilis Rassler. She wrote that wonderful book, Cuban American Dancing on the Hyphen. Well, her book has been recognized again by a university, and they're using it as part of their Cuban culture class. So congratulations to Amarilis. If you want more information about this, I have a link to her book in my Facebook page, if you want to see that. Well, today we're going to talk about the Trump versus McCabe, a little incident here over the last 72 hours. A lot of talk about Facebook. What's going on with Facebook? Well, not good things, according to the market today. We'll talk a little bit about that. This is the anniversary of President Bush, the invasion of Iraq in 2003, 15 years ago. I have a post about that today, and we'll talk about it as well. And I have a post over at Babalu, also talking, as well as the American Thinker and Babalu, talking about Radio Martí, and it's time to make Radio Martí great again. That's something we have got to do. But we're going to begin with an article that I have coming out Tuesday morning about what I like to call Trump fatigue. And we've talked about this before, but this is really becoming a problem for the news media. They're so obsessed with Trump, particularly one channel, MSNBC. I mean, that's pretty much that you can't even take that seriously anymore. I mean, it's nothing but Trump, anti-Trump, anti-Trump. I mean, you would even think, if you're a true journalist, you would think, you know, why don't we do some balance here? Why don't we bring in somebody else just to balance this thing? But it's just over at MSNBC, it's just, you know, one after another. I don't watch it, frankly. I've given up on it, because there's not much you can learn other than everything about Trump is evil or bad or whatever. It used to be a lot better at CNN. Now they're just as bad. But the problem is they're losing viewers, and they're losing viewers because they cannot seem to compete with the crazy stuff over at MSNBC. Look, if you're crazy anti-Trump, you're going to watch MSNBC, because that's where they're going to feed you all of this crazy anti-Trump stuff. And so you're not going to watch CNN, because CNN is boring in their anti-Trump stuff. You know, they got these panels and they're boring. I mean, they're trying to be critical of Trump, but they're not as exciting as they are over at MSNBC, where it's just one crazy conspiracy thing after the other. So CNN, it has been basically left all the way in the back. They're in third place and way down. They've lost 30% of their viewers over the last year, and that's because nobody watches them. I mean, it's a real challenge to stay awake watching CNN. On the other hand, MSNBC, they're doing quite well, because they're just one grenade after another against Trump. Either way, I think the country is getting tired of it, and I think a lot of people in the country, not just people like me, but a lot of others, are simply saying, you know what, enough is enough. Let the guy govern. And that kind of ties in a little bit to my message about this investigation. Look, if I was President Trump, I'd be pretty angry at this investigation too, because this investigation, there's nothing there. There's no collusion. There's nothing there. This is an investigation going on and on and on and on, and there's absolutely nothing there. And I think Mr. Mueller is going to have to come to terms with that and tell the American people, look, I need another 6 months because I've got a reason to, or I'm shutting this down because there's no collusion. But the way it is right now, and then on top of that, you have all these leaks coming out of the investigation. I mean, it seems like every day there's a front page article in the New York Times based on a leak. Well, this guy close to the investigation said this, and this guy close to, well, you know, that's not really worthwhile. I mean, some people like that. I guess if you hate Trump, you fall for stuff like that. But the overwhelming majority of people, I think, are pretty turned off by all of this. And that gives rise to this thing of Trump fatigue, where the country is saying enough is enough. Either find something or move on. And it's bad for the country in another respect. We need a full-time president. We don't need a president caught up in all of these distractions. Now, look, President Trump has a personality that I know sometimes I don't approve of. And the tweets that he sent out this weekend against Mr. Mueller, I wish he hadn't done that. But I will tell you, I understand his frustration, because these investigations are not good for the country. At some point, you have to let the guy govern and then wait for the next election. If you don't like the election, you let the guy govern. I mean, the Democrats should do what we Republicans did with President Obama. We didn't like President Obama either. But instead of sitting around coming up with all of these stupid conspiracy theories and making it difficult for the guy to govern, what we did is we went out to the country and we began to win elections. So in 8 years of President Obama, the Democrats lost 1,000 seats. That's the way you do it. That's how you get back into power. And that's what the Democrats ought to be doing. They ought to be winning these elections. Instead, they're all bent out of shape over this investigation. I don't know what to tell you other than I think it's bad for the country. And I think Mr. Mueller at some point is going to have to make a decision here. Do I really have something, or am I just going to spend the next 6 years looking for something? Because I think his credibility is also a question. For everything I've heard about Mr. Mueller, he's a good, decent man. Well, I hope that at some point this good, decent man comes to terms with the reality that, hey, there's really nothing here, and I need to shut it down and let this guy get back to running the country. Otherwise, you know, every day that his office is investigating and putting out leaks is one more day that his investigation, frankly, loses credibility with the American people. So Mr. Mueller, tell us what you have. Tell us if you have anything. And if you don't, just shut it down. Shut it down. It'll be good for you and for your legacy if you shut it down now instead of 6 months from now and have nothing to show for it. Let me put in a good word here for my friend Carlos Geddes. We have a link to his Facebook page on the show information. And if you go to the Facebook page, to Carlos' Facebook page, you're going to have a chance to see where he's playing around town. And Carlos, you know, Carlos is the music that you listen to when you're having a nice romantic dinner with your wife or your girlfriend. That's who he is. He's the music that you listen to. So check out where he's at. Go out and have yourself a nice dinner this Friday night or Saturday night and listen to Carlos' music in the background. Well, it was 15 years ago today that President Bush went on television and announced that the Iraq War was beginning. Actually, I think the way he actually said it, if I recall, is that he gave Saddam Hussein an ultimatum, 48 hours or something like that. And then the bombing began, the attack began against Iraq 15 years ago. It's been a long time, and there's been a lot of talk about Iraq. But when I think of Iraq, I think of one thing in particular, and that is North Korea. North Korea is what happens when you leave people like this in power with the ability of getting chemical weapons. Now, we never found the stockpiles of chemical weapons that everybody thought he had. It wasn't just Bush. Everybody, including the Democrats, thought he had those weapons. We didn't find them. What he did with them, nobody knows. Perhaps he destroyed them. You know, there's all kinds of rumors that they moved to Libya, to Syria, whatever. Nobody really knows. Obviously, we didn't find the stockpiles that we thought he had. But at least we know now that he doesn't have them. We don't have to worry about that. We know that he doesn't have them. And the question I've always asked people who say that we shouldn't have gone into Iraq, the question I always ask them, okay, what would you have done? And they simply come back and they say, well, we needed to go to the UN. Well, we've been doing that. I mean, the fact is that from 2003 or 1991 to 2003, we had been going to the UN. The UN had passed a bunch of resolutions. The UN had said, you got to do this, you got to do this. And in 1998, Saddam Hussein kicked out the inspectors, giving the international community a big finger in the eye. And, you know, what are you supposed to do with a guy like this? When all of the evidence that comes to your desk says this guy has weapons of mass destruction, you just had 9/11 15 months before. I mean, it was simply not a chance you could take. So I continued to support the decision to take out Saddam Hussein. It was the right thing to do. It was the correct thing to do. And frankly, the big mistake in Iraq was not that we invaded. By 2009, when the power was passed to President Obama, Iraq was very stable. I mean, so stable that the Democrats, I mean, Vice President Biden was running around saying that Iraq was going to be an Obama success story. Well, yeah, Iraq was pretty stable, and that's because President Bush had the guts to make the decisions and to send in more troops and to stabilize Iraq. And Iraq indeed was very stable in 2009, 2010, and 2011. President Obama made a very bad decision when he said, I'm going to take the troops out for no apparent reason. I mean, there was no reason. There was no great yearning in the country to pull the troops out. By 2011, most of the country was talking about something other than Iraq. It would have been very easy for President Obama to have said, look, we're going to leave a force in Iraq because, you know, we don't want to leave a vacuum here. You know, we've been there, and I think it's only sensible that we leave a force behind like we did in Korea, like we did in Germany, and so on. But he didn't. He took the troops out, and within a very short time, you had this vacuum in Iraq, and it was filled, unfortunately, by the bad guys. And a lot of the cities, a lot of the territory that we won was eventually lost back to ISIS. How was that good for Iraq? How was that good for the United States? I don't know. I don't think it was. I think it was a very big mistake on the part of President Obama to do that. But nevertheless, he did it. He did it because he was running for re-election. I guess he wanted to say that the Iraq War was over. But the Iraq War never really ended. In fact, the violence went on. The fighting went on. And now over the last year, you know, we've applied some pretty tough tactics against ISIS. We've done away with much of ISIS, which is a great victory for President Trump and the West. And now the situation appears to be more stabilized in Iraq, which is a good thing because we need a stable Iraq. But I continue to defend President Bush's decision to invade Iraq. And I think over time, people will give him credit for that. I think they do already, but unfortunately, there's a lot of bad information out there about Iraq, but it was the right thing to do, and it was the wrong thing to do to pull the troops out when we did. Now, there's a lot of talk about Facebook. And, you know, I'm a subscriber, or I have an account or whatever, I have a page on Facebook. I have actually two. I have a personal page where I just have fun with baseball and sports and just fun things. I put some pictures of my family from time to time. And then I do have a political page where people can subscribe to it. And, if they enjoy my readings, they can read them. But I've often wondered about the privacy of Facebook. And it does appear, based on a story that came out over the weekend, that Facebook was apparently selling information and so on. Now, I guess it's being accused, or President Trump or his campaign of being accused of working with some company or whatever. Look, I really don't know the full details. I remember a few years ago when President Obama or his campaign were doing data mining, as they call it, that everybody thought that was so brilliant. Well, if it was brilliant for President Obama to do it, why isn't it for President Trump? I don't know. I don't know why the double standard. But the bottom line is that I think Facebook and many of these organizations that have your private information have got to guarantee you that they're not going to use it for anything other than just whatever you use it for. But when you've got organizations like Facebook or other social media organizations, when they're selling your information or they're providing your information to a third party without your consent, well, that's not a good thing. I don't care whether they're giving it to Barack Obama or whether they're giving it to Donald Trump. It's not a good thing. I think this is a story, though, that will be around for a little bit. Thank you for listening, folks. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas. Quite a lot to talk about today. and we'll talk to you the next time. Bye-bye, everybody.